So hey everyone, thanks for joining us live. I am here with the Jason Hodge. So please meet the Jason Hodge, media architect, strategist behind Mastering Your Media. Jason helps entrepreneurs uncover and share their most authentic stories through his powerful storytelling framework, Mastering the Q. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Yay for us. With decades of experience in media architecture, content strategy, and live production, Jason empowers business owners to align their voices with their values. So, turning their stories into a tool for meaningful connections and business growth. So, I give you now the Jason Hodge. Jason, you have the stage.
Hey, y'all. How you doing? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and share Erica. Give me a moment. Okay, so we're going to talk about mastering your cue today. Now, initially it was going to be a square, but I was like, you know what? Everybody's got a square. We really need a cube here. So we're going to talk about the cube. And I'll tell you why I went with the cube, because the cube, it is three-dimensional. And there are more dimensions to it, and there's many layers to it. And, if you know anything about me, if you've been here when I've been teaching or talking before, you know that there's many ways to mine your business, to dig in. And so I've got a question for you. If you could identify, first of all, that everything that you've got going on, whether it's in life or business, each thing has a story. And when you're engaging other people, you need to be able to tell that story. The reason being is because it is for their benefit and for your benefit. You've got to know what's important to your ideal person. You've also got to know what triggers, what words, what things that you've got to share that are going to be relevant to them in a way where they get it. They say, oh, that's exactly what I've been looking for. Where do I go to sign up? Where do I go to buy? What do I do next? You want those questions to loom in their minds, and then you want them to move to action. But you can't do that until you yourself have defined. And rather, let me say it this way. You can't do that systematically to where you can repeat the process unless you've first identified what it is that you're dealing with. Okay? So let's look at that. There are 6 questions that I like to drill into when I'm talking about the Cube framework, when it comes to mastering your cube, and when it comes to your storytelling practices. For one, you're going to go through these series of questions more than once, because each time that you go through them, it's going to provide another uncovering of a new layer. So the first question is, what is it? What is it that you're doing? What's the end goal objective? What is the topic? What is it? You got to ask that question, because when you ask that question, it starts the process of you being able to unpack whatever it is. So if it is that you want people to buy your stuff, okay, that's the what it is. So then the question is what story do you need to tell for that outcome? If it is that you want people to go with you somewhere, you want people to buy into something, you want them to have a mindset around something, you want to educate them on something, whatever that what is what you've got to first determine for yourself in order to be able to craft the proper story. Then the next question is, what's its story? So you've defined what it is. Okay, so let's take something. Erica, give me something that we're going to use as a topic of discussion on the what is it scenario.
How about automation?
Automation. You know what? That sounds like something that you would say. Okay, so what is it? Automation. We're going to go with automation, okay? No surprise there. Okay, so it's automation. Now, what's the story around automation? Okay, we're going to do this live here. So what's the story around automation, Erica? Why is automation important to you?
I like having the ability to set up something once and have it run by itself.
Okay, so convenience. So automation is convenience. I've got a question for you in relation to convenience. Why is convenience important to you?
I got a lot of other stuff to do, and I want to be able to do the stuff I said I was going to do, and it's really helpful when things can be set up and then run by itself.
Okay. So then this is automation for your own uses, your own purpose. You like to set things up so that you can do other things, so that means you got to free up your time. So then freedom is another part of that equation. Okay, so automation, convenience, freedom, efficiency, because you need it to run smoothly. All right. So all of these things are starting to build your story out. And it's really building the story that I need to tell you in order for you to pay attention to what I'm saying. Reason being is that if I start talking to you about automation, what do you care least about? Like, if I were to tell you something that you could not care less about, but I'm telling you the story, what would that be?
I do hate it when people tell me about their boats.
Okay. I thought that you were going to go down that direction, because I remember our last conversation when you talked about folks telling you their background or story and all of that, because the fact of the matter is stories aren't relevant until stories are relevant. So if I start talking to you about things that you care nothing about, if you stay on the broadcast, you're going to stay on with an attitude more than likely. And then you're going to miss all of the value that I'm bringing to the broadcast, because I've not yet hooked you in for you to say, you know what, I really like what he said there, that I resonate with that. That's something I can relate to. Let me hear what else he's got to say. Okay, so I've got to provide a hook, which means that I've got to know what is relevant to you, what you care about, and then how I need to position what I tell you. My storytelling has to then fall into the framework of what Erica cares about. Okay, so I've got to answer the question, what's in it for her? So first question is, what is it? Second question is, what's its story? So it's something about automation, which is the topic, and it's the tool that I need to tell you that is going to cause you to want to listen and then hopefully want to buy if I have an automation system to sell you. So I know now that convenience is important, freedom is important, efficiency is important, automation, because it frees you up to do things. So it allows you to do stuff while things that you have to do on a regular basis are being done in the background because you've set up a system that allows you some freedom. Okay, so those are important keys. Next question I have is, what's the story? So that comes down to delving a little deeper into the audience. Erica, why is it important for you to have the freedom to do other things? What do you have going on in your life that automation is important, efficiency, convenience, you don't want to have to do the same thing over and over. What else do you have going on in your life? Okay, so now I'm delving into Erica the person. Because if I'm going to say things that are relevant to Erica, Erica the businesswoman, I need to know about what her cares are. And that's going to go past what her job is, because Erica is on her job not because she just likes taking her time and pouring it into client stuff. Erica is on her job for a specific reason, a purpose. What purpose do you fulfill when you do what you do for your clients, when you do what you do in the scope of your work?
Do you want me to answer that?
I want you to answer that.
I really feel like I help people get their message out to the masses. And I find joy in that.
Okay. So you find joy in that and helping people get their message out to the masses. Why do you find joy in that?
Because I see people get really frustrated trying to, get their message out or mm-hmm. how they can help people. I'm helping a lady now start her Bible study on YouTube, mm-hmm. and she's very frustrated because she couldn't get it started. And I'm telling her all the things that YouTube could do, and that seems to calm her down. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's no need for high blood pressure when you can just ask for help.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. What does it do for you and to you when you see somebody frustrated and they're hitting that brick wall and you know that you can help? What goes through your mind? Why do you have this need or desire to help people when they're frustrated?
I've gone through it. And it doesn't have to be that hard. And all I had to do was ask for help. So once you calm down and find out that there's people there available and willing and knowledgeable to help you, it's okay. You don't have to be frustrated. You can just get done what you want to get done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you ultimately want to achieve in all the people that you help using automation and the techniques that you do when you are strategizing business for folks? What's your big picture?
I mostly just want to help them get their messages out. I want them to know that if you could set something up that one time, if you have your content calendar scheduled out, if you set up those automations, you don't have to be there every day. Mm-hmm. You can set up your scheduler and that automation will go out by itself. You don't have to be overwhelmed. You don't have to be frustrated. You don't have to be like, oh, I need to do this thing right now, because it's already set up for you to run by itself. So you don't have to be in your business the whole time. You can be out working on your business or out meeting other people to help grow your business. That one thing can be done for you through automation. I just want people to know that.
Got another question for you. Who cares? Who cares about this?
Mostly I found entrepreneurs, small business owners and some SaaS founders.
Mm-hmm. Who should care?
It's mostly just the people who want to get it done. I'm not going to say everybody, because everybody does not care. Mm-hmm. It's mostly only the people who want to get this stuff done. Like for you and me, it's easy to set up a YouTube channel and you know what to do with it. But for the lady that I'm working with now, she had no idea. She was very upset about it. But she's finding calm now because she has help.
Okay. So I took the first five questions in the cube to do some data mining with you. Now, there's some key things that you said in the midst of our conversation, and this is kind of like pulling a little bit of a brief out of you. I learned that the convenience is important for you. Automation is important. I learned that your helping people is important. And I learned the why behind that, because you've been there. You know what the frustration is. You understand what it's like to run into a brick wall and not have somebody there to help. And so now you have the skill set to facilitate that help. So then you use your talents to help other people put automation in place in order to free up more time, valuable time in their lives. So if I were to convert that into a story, I would say, you know, have you ever had that experience where you were at your wit's end? You were running into a brick wall and you just could not figure out how to dig yourself out of that. I've been there. I remember a time when I was so frustrated and I was trying to figure out this thing. There was a water heater that broke in my house, and I never grew up where I knew how to fix these things. And I remember thinking, why don't I know how to do this? And it was so frustrating not to know the questions to ask, not to know what to tell the plumber, not to know even how to diagnose the situation. And it wasn't until my neighbor came by and they said it was just a simple thing. It was a pressure relief valve that they said, no, you just turn this off, tweak this and do that. And I'm telling you, that was like a light bulb moment. And I thought to myself, if ever I had an opportunity to share with others how to deal with this, they would not have to go through what I went through. Can you relate to that, Erica? Yeah. I thought you could. There is a tool that I have that now helps people to shortcut their process. It helps them to set some automation in place, but I'm looking for folks who can facilitate that. This is not for just your everyday average person. It's for folks who know how to facilitate putting automation in place. And I would like to show you how it works. Are you open for that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So now all I did there, and usually I don't ask yes and no questions and answers. For this purpose, I did. But usually I will ask a question like, well, Erica, what would it look like if you had a tool that could help you automate things faster, better, more comprehensive in order to get your workload done and help you help others to get the workload done quicker? What would that look like for you?
I'm all for it. Okay. I am all for it.
All right. So I hit certain points that you talked about already. I wasn't going off on something that you didn't tell me. Okay. I went off only on what you told me and what you shared with me. And I got to understand what it is. And by the way, let me ask you, was there any points that I hit, that I made, that were foreign to you, that weren't like, no, okay, you know, I can relate to that. I can resonate with that. And you could be honest here. You know, you don't have to, just because we're doing this masterclass, but out of what I said, was there anything that did not, you know, strike you as, yeah, that's me, that's, I can relate to that?
I love that. I need to know this. Like I said, I've been working with someone on their YouTube channel and I have frustrated them. And I did not mean to do that. I was attempting to help her set up a business through YouTube, mm-hmm. and she did not want that. She only wanted the YouTube channel. And if I would have known about this sooner, I could have went through these questions and not give her no more frustration. Okay. So This makes it very simple. So thank you for sharing this with me.
Absolutely. All right, so now let me break these pieces down, because when you use the components inside of this framework, the initial pass is to get the raw information down. Okay, so it is the what is it, what's its story, what's the story, and the story takes in the overarching story. It's the big picture, because without there being a big picture, you're just doing things, twiddling your thumbs. You're not really hitting a goal or getting to a destination. Most people do things for a specific reason. There's an outcome that you're looking for. You go to work to get a paycheck so that you can take care of things that cost money. You fix dinner so that you can eat because you need to nourish your body. You know, you raise your children in a certain way because you don't want them to be menaces to society. You want them to be productive. You want them to prosper. So you impart certain things to them. You have friends because not necessarily how the friends feel, but because of how you feel having friends and certain types of friends in your life. It makes you feel good, and therefore you want certain people around you. Everything, everybody has a story. So if you start breaking down all the things in your life with these questions, what is it? What's its story? What's the story? Who cares? Okay. Who cares is a very critical question. And it's not a flippant question like, well, who cares? It's a question that you ask in order to determine, does this thing inside of this topic, this aspect, has it earned its keep? It's like when you write words on a page. Do all of the words, do they earn their space on that page? Or are there better words that can get your point across in a more concise manner to deliver the result that you're looking for? If I have a conversation with you, are there words that I can relay to you, that I can convey, that is going to get you to understand where I'm coming from and maybe get buy-in to what I'm saying, so that at the end of the conversation, if it is that I want you to read a book or want you to check out this restaurant, want you to go to the movies, there's whatever it is that I'm bringing to your table, I can relay that in a way where you're like, you know what, Jason, I hadn't even thought about it like that. Let me check that out. I love pico de gallo. Of course, I will check that out. Okay, so you gotta know the story of your people. So here it is. I am searching for the keys in order to understand how to best serve you through our conversation. There's another pass, though. Once I find out who cares, and then who should care, the who should care is inside of my marketplace, I have specific targets that I want to reach. I want to reach buyers who buy automation. So who are those buyers? Who should care? Well, it's folks in companies who want to optimize their time, reduce their spend, get more work done, more efficient, and then free them up to do higher level things so that they can grow their business. So then my target is, are those people, that demographic? When I ask the question, who should care, though, I also have to follow up with, why should they care? Because if I know who should care, I still have to understand the delivery mechanism. I have to understand, how do I now talk to them in a way where they get it, and then they want to buy into what I've got to sell? So then it has to be their decision, their choice. They have to come up with the idea, and they do that with my prompting them with questions. I ask you a series of questions about automation. I ask you a series of questions about why it's important to you, what it felt like when you didn't know how to do certain things. You talked about how you've experienced these, you know, stopping points before. And then because of that, it gave me the reason to give you the story of the experience that I had. There was a little embellishment, but nonetheless, the experience I had with the water heater, because there was no plumber there. you know, there was just a conversation of why don't you know this information? And I thought I probably should get a manual on water heaters. If somebody was there to sell me a video or a manual on water heaters, water heater dynamics, water heater safety right then and there, because I was in the thick of it, I would have bought it because I needed the answer right then. So at that moment, that intersection of need and tragedy, I needed a solution. So if somebody was there to meet me at that intersection where I was looking for a solution, I would have bought it. If somebody were to approach me now and say, I've got this manual on water heater repair, I'm like, that's great. I'm not looking for water heater repair manuals right now. I'm not in crisis. If I know somebody, though, who is in crisis and somebody came to me and said, I have this manual or this video on water heater repairs, if the person who told me the story about their water heater issues was compelling enough that it stuck in my mind, then I'm going to refer them to said water heater manual salesperson, because now I have a match. Hey, I know somebody that you need to talk to because they need a solution right now. This is the who could care portion of that. Who could care is beyond you. It's beyond your organization, and it's beyond your normal target market. Beyond your normal target market is all of those people who may associate with target market that you've not yet tapped into. I may know somebody that you need to know, but unless you tell me your story in a way where I can then relate it to the person that I know that you need to know, I'm not going to refer you because I don't know that I need to refer you. So I need to be able to understand what it is that is going to help my person out. I need to understand how it is that I can relay that story to my person. And I need to be able to trust that you can actually deliver upon what you're saying. So you need to tell your story in a way that I can say, oh, she's an expert on water heater repairs. She's an expert on automation. I need to connect my person with her. Because if I connect you with my person, but you don't know what you're talking about, then I am going to have egg on my face, so I'm not willing to risk that embarrassment. But if I know that you know what you're talking about, and I know that my person needs a solution, I'm connecting the two, solution with problem. Person needs problem solved. Who could care? All right. So now the next layer of this, you go back through it again. What is it? So what is it? What are the details of your topic, of your product, of your project? The details of it. Now, this is all for internal dialogue. You need to understand the nuances of why you're selling, why you're presenting it. You need to believe in your own product, your own system. I'll give you an example of that. Okay, so. As you know, I'm the media architect for a television network, Got One Television Network. In the midst of what it is that I do when I'm connecting dots, I've got to curate and or create content. In the curation process, I need to know what is it that we need to fill in the blanks on the network. What channels do we have open? And what content do we need in those channels? And what producers or content creators do I need to approach to get the type of content that we're looking for into the network? So there's a sales job in a sense. There's a story that I must share. And the story is, let me tell you the big picture of this place. Let me tell you where we're going. Let me instill in you the vision of what this is, the what is it. So I need to ask the question, okay, what is it, and what is it in a way where I have 3 to 5 solid points that I can relay in my presentation that is going to get the person on the other side of that presentation to get it. They understand it. They're like, ooh, that's what I need. Okay. I need to know what they need. Back to the first set. Okay. That first round that we did, right? Okay. Let me know if I still have you, okay, or if I'm losing you. Okay, cool. So that first round, that takes the first layer back. I know you have a need. The second thing is I need to know what I have to offer here. What am I selling? What am I representing? So I've got to go through that same checklist. Okay, so what is it that I have? Okay, what's its story? Because I need those talking points. I need to be able to tell you, if you ask me something, oh, well, we've got this, this, and this going on. This is who we serve, how we serve them. This is the impact that we make, why we make it. This is why we started the whole thing in the first place. Ooh, that sounds really good. Okay. What's the story? Well, the reason why I'm doing this is because when I was younger, blah, 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 I have a breakdown of why I'm doing it. Because that instills, oh, so it's more than just a job for him. Not that it's bad if it was just a job, but I still need to have a story for that too. It's not that it's just a job for him. There is a connection that he's got with this work. And so then that means that there's a little bit more that he's bringing to the table when he does this work. It's personal. It's professional, but it's personal. There's more buy-in. I can lean in and I can listen to what he's saying a lot more because there's something that comes across when he's talking that he actually believes what he's saying. And therefore, I believe what he's saying. Now I want to know more about this because it's intriguing me. See? So I need to know my why. I need to know their why. I need to vet them, vet me, vet the project, so I can bring all of that to the conversation. After the what's the story, overall story, who cares? Who cares at that stage is, all right, so I told you, did you tell me in a way that I care about it? Did you find my what's in it for me? Because if you didn't, I don't care. So who cares now takes on the construct of, all right, I need to know how to relate it to you in a way that you will care. So I need to know your hot buttons, your talking points, the things that you care about. And then I need to filter my story in a way that it hits those points. If it's that you want automation because people were running into things that you remembered and you remember the frustration of that, you remember being ridiculed. I remember when I was in class and I was in second grade and I got this answer wrong. And instead of the teacher telling me how to get it right, the teacher put me up at the blackboard and then embarrass me in front of the whole class. So now I'm a teacher to this day because I said, there's no other students under my watch that will ever go through that again if I can get a hold of them. So I produce curriculum now in order to make sure that I teach students how to learn. I teach them how to get over the embarrassment of embarrassment. I teach them how to take in information, categorize it, break it down, and then be able to spit it out in multiple stories so that they never have to go through what I went through. Okay, now that didn't happen, the blackboard thing, but you understand what I'm saying, right? Okay, so, okay, and then we go into the who should care. Who should care back, that's back to the target. Now the target expands here on that second go round because now I know, because I know the product so well, I know the topic so well, I understand that there's other nuances to it. I now start to mine it, I start to repurpose it. I start to break it down and say, who all does this serve? Because that, all of those people now become my target. It serves the teachers because it'll help them teach their students better. Okay, now we're talking about the educational thing, right? It helps the students because it gives them a system in order to learn. It helps the parents because now they don't have to deal with frustrated Johnny or frustrated Susie who doesn't want to go back to class because they've got embarrassed and now, you know, they are terrified of going into that classroom. It gives them a system. It helps the superintendents and it helps the PTSA because now they can help other students who are going through this, who are afraid to talk about it. So all of these conversations, each one of those different areas becomes a story that I tell. And the same thing that I go through with each one of those components, PTSA, I need to have a story for them. Have you ever had a parent talk to you about their child being embarrassed and not wanting to go back to class because they didn't know the topic? They didn't feel like they could learn the subject matter. Yeah, and we've hired tutors and this, that, and the other, and blah, blah, blah. Yep, I know the frustration. Let me tell you my story. When I was in second grade or first grade or whatever that is, this is what happened to me. And it instilled in me, first, it was anger because as I got older, I thought, how many other students are going through the same thing? And they're falling through the cracks because teachers don't care because they haven't been trained to care. They don't know that ridiculing students in front of a class is not the way to make them learn. It shuts them down. So I have a system to keep them from shutting down. And I want to present this to the PTSA because we need to do something because our grades are dropping in our district. Students are being passed and not knowing how to read once they get to high school. It's deplorable, but I understand it because they're embarrassed and they don't want anybody to know. So if you know the problem and if you've been listening in on the meetings that have been happening and talking about the grades dropping, illiteracy going through the cracks, and then students dropping out, it's because of this thing right here. Let me present to the PTSA so they know that there is a solution and then they can strategically place students into the system in order to help them keep from falling through the cracks. Okay? You see, so again, the story I related to what I experienced. I then talked about the issue at hand, which is students are falling through the cracks. Okay, that's a known issue in the district. Illiteracy rates are high, they're being passed on, and then they're being set up for major challenges in life. Could be a prison pipeline system, whatever the outgrowth of that is. I'm hitting those points, hitting the statistics, telling the story in order to open the ear of the folks who know there's a problem, but that's all they know. There's a problem, and we have not been given a solution. So you have to become, in your storytelling, a solutionist. And you do that by going through this cube. Who should care? And then who could care? Who else could care? What happens when you've got folks who go through the school system and then they don't understand what they're learning? They don't actually learn it. Crime rate in your city goes up. So, question. Who should care or who else should care? Well, that's police department right there. That's local elected officials. That's superintendents. That is teachers, principals. That's parents, PTSA. That's students. All of those folks should care, and all of those folks require a story that has to go through this framework in order to break it down so you can tell the story properly for their ears, for them to take it in. Any questions?
I have a question, Jason. Which does it matter which order the questions are asked in?
I think so. And I'll tell you why. Because if you start in with the who should care and you haven't defined what is it, who should care about what? What are we talking about? Okay. So by going through it in this order, the what is it? Because what is it allows you to start to peel back the layers? Well, it is this. Is that all that it is? Well, when I think about it, it's this too. Okay? And when I continue to think about it, it's this too. Now, it doesn't mean that you won't find more things once you loop back around, but that initial should be you're asking those basic questions. What is it? What's its story? What's the story? Okay, that's my role in it and others' role in it. Okay, who should care, or who cares, who should care, and who could care? Once I go through that first round, when I go back to what is it, if you noticed that when I came back around and said, okay, who else could care? There was a whole slew more of folks who else should care or who cared, right? We got to teachers, superintendents, we got to the police department because of crime rates, we got to city officials. Like we started going the gamut because each one of them has a part in that conversation. If I talk to the police department, talk to the police chief, I say, or police chief, I'll say, Hey, Chief so-and-so. Jason Hodge. I run programs in schools for children, and we help integrate what they learn in the classroom with real life scenarios in order for them to be successful citizens coming out of school. Oh, Jason, that sounds really interesting. Well, how do you do that? Well, we have a media mentorship and a culinary program, and so we combine media, we combine food because children love to eat, and they also love getting on camera once they get past the nervousness, which takes about a week, 2 weeks tops. And by the time they're finished, they learn leadership skills. They learn personal development. They learn communication skills. They learn how to cook. They learn how to operate technology through media. They learn how to structure stories. They learn how to break down, different aspects of social media and this, that, and the other. They learn how to create a book. They learn how to. So I can go through all of the things that they learn, and then the impact that it makes on them because of this. And I could now say yes. And I regularly run into students who started out in my program back in 2016, and this is what they're doing now. That's the long-term impact. So it's like, wow, that's really good. Are you still currently running that program? Well, it's on hiatus right now. However, I have taken it back off the shelf because I've had more districts who are asking for it. Would you be open to presenting in front of the department so that we can see how we can support? Okay. So I took the story, took the results, took the intersection, which is crime rates going up, and I have a solution for that because when students feel adequate, then they plug into what is making them feel even more adequate. When they feel inadequate, they run away just like adults do. They shy away from the things that are hard. So I have a framework that can help them to understand what this thing is and apply it to life, and then take that and springboard into their successes later on. Okay? So, hope that answered your question.
It did, thank you.
Welcome. All right, so when you're mastering your cue, you always want to look at what stories are you telling in your business, to build better business? And you could do that through strategic storytelling. Strategic storytelling, when you're looking at the strategy around it, you always have to look at it from this standpoint. Who all should I be sharing this with? And what's in it for them? When are they going to hear me? When are they open to hearing me? And what's the mechanism to opening their ear? What do they care about that I can address? Okay, you can't just be too broad to where you talk about everything that they care about because it may not relate to what you do. But if you could find that intersection of what you do and what they care about, and then couple that with the story that you share with them to let them know that what you do is relevant to the solution that they're looking for, you have open ears, open eyes, open hearts, ready to say, okay, what do we do next? What's the next step? All right, so again, six areas. What is it? What's its story? What's the story? Who cares? Who should care? Who could care? Focus on the topic and define the topic. Focus on developing and understanding the story behind the topic in relation to the need or outcome. Focus on overarching story, the overarching story, why this topic is important and how it plays into the overall outcomes or end goal objectives, or AKA the big picture. The big picture is important because the big picture is where the emotions are just wrapped up. You do your things because there's a specific thing that you want to do. For some, it's about survival. I work this job because I need to survive. I need food on the table. I need some money in my pocket. Once that's satisfied, though, what else is there? What do they dream about? What do they dream about that they have told themselves, you can't dream about this anymore because it's not realistic? How do you tap into that? because that's where the spark is. The litmus test is the who cares question. Who cares? I'm telling you this, who cares? Does it pass the who cares mark? Okay, the who cares test. If you have some copy written down, and by copy I mean like sales information or verbiage on your website, verbiage for your business, verbiage in your brochures, does it pass the who cares test? If it doesn't pass the who cares test, then you need to get rid of it. Because if nobody cares, then it's taking up space for a statement or a phrase or some words that people will actually care about. So take it through the who cares thing. Every line that you write in your brochures, your books, on your website, on your apps, ask yourself the question, who cares? Then ask yourself the next question, who should care? That's going to give you the marketing schematic. Well, if these people should care, then I need to know what they care about that I can then intersect what I do, the solution that I have for them, with what they care about so they can hear me. And then the next thing is, once you got that solid, you've got that model, it's structured, then it's the expansion. How do you pivot? How do you repurpose? How do you repackage? And then how do you find more in your marketplace? You've got a series of buyers who are not going to necessarily transact business with you. Your buyers are the ones who will buy the product directly or the service. There's also the buyers who will buy into you and say, I want to be a part of your team. You're selling to them and you're giving them the story as well. You've got your buyers who will collaborate with you. You're selling them the story as well, and they need to hear the what's in it for them. So you've always got to ask the question, what's in it for them? You've got to get to know them, know what their business model is, know their why behind why they do their business, and you need to know their emotional why. Some people are in there because it is a boost to their ego and they want relevance. So if they want relevance, then you must tell them the story of relevance. How does this give them the prominence in their space that is going to allow others to see them as, wow, they really showed up, they came through, they knocked this out of the park, and our society, our world, our community, our business, our department is all the better because they're here. How do you get them that win? And what story do they need to hear in order for them to know that you're the one to get them that win? And then the last thing is, once you do that effectively, then it's time for expansion and scale. The scaling is, how do you now expand this? It could be expanding into different languages. It could be expanding into different departments. It could be expanding into different businesses. You may have a system that you sell, a training system, and you said, okay, I really have locked it in the nonprofit world. But the principles may apply to the for-profit world as well. So then you go back through and you recondition, repackage, rename certain things, and then you provide it for the for-profit sector. What does the for-profit sector care about? Well, probably profits. So how do you package or present this in a way where they could say, I can see how this is going to raise my profit margins? You know, I can see more profits coming through my business if we apply this. Let's have an audience. Let's have a meeting with Erica because she said the right things. Well, how do you say the right things? You have to know who they are. What kind of research do you do on that business, on that individual, to know what they care about, what their particular bent is inside of their industry, and how they move in business that aligns with how you can serve them? Okay, so you're always asking those questions in that cube. Keep on going through the cube. And then before you know it, you have a whole stack of information, talking points, and you know how to conduct that conversation because you have studied them well enough to get to the end of that conversation in order to make a buying decision. All right. And so then that is it for today, unless you've got other questions. Would love to dialogue about it.
Well, we're going to save that for the second half. So if you're here with us live, you get to ask the Jason Hodge questions. And if you're watching via the live stream, should have came and joined us on Zoom. So I wanted to let you guys know that Jason is the fourth speaker in the four-part series for the Virtual Summiteers peer group. His topic is Mastering Your Media. He will be speaking again next Tuesday. I think that is the 6th. And it's either going to be, is it going to be a workshop or is it going to be a panel discussion, Jason?
I think this will be a workshop. Yeah, unless if we've got folks in on the panel, you know, that's fine too. But it, even in the panel, everybody's going to work. So
okay,
it's going to be a synonymous term. Because, you know, I really appreciate when folks come away and they have something that they could say, you know what, I spent some time in here, I invested some time, and I came away with not only understanding, but I now know how to do one new thing that's going to help grow my business.
That's what we want. We want to grow our businesses. So next Tuesday, that will be 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, and we're going to have a workshop with Jason Hodge. So if you're watching via the live stream, this is the end, but everybody that's on with us here on Zoom, we're going to get to talk to Jason. So bye for now on the live stream.
Yeah.